Hi guys, my name is Nefe and welcome back to the Let's Talk Nigeria show. Nefe, yes, how are you guys doing this lovely day? I mean, it's great to be here again. And after the last episode, a few of my friends reached out to me that there was something I said that sounded sexual. And to be honest, not honesty, when I said what I said in that episode, I didn't really think about it. To be honest, I rarely script my episode. I just talk as it is in my mind. And well, those my friends, and if you listen to it and you heard it and you think you caught it, all of you need to get your mind out of the gutters. You need Jesus. But if you're like me, a good child, you didn't get it, hey, wow, we're children of God, let's leave it like that. Well, yeah, I mean, I remember on the last episode I talked about Victor Osimhen, and I talked about how Napoli won the Serie A, and I remember saying that it was great to see a Nigerian win and that how Nigerians need a win as a country. And little did I know that when I recorded that episode that somebody was already cooking for 2 days. You know, I'm talking about Hilda Bassi, who went on to break the world record. She cooked for 100 hours, and I was really happy. A lot of Nigerians were happy, and I'm here to say again, Nigeria as a country, we really need a win. And I'm really hopeful that everybody listening, that we experience that kind of win that brings so much joy, the kind of joy that Victor Osimhen felt, the kind of joy that Hilda felt. I pray and I hope we experience such joy in our lives. Now, for the past couple of weeks, I've been on this job process, and there's a job I've been having interviews for, and I was really hopeful, you know, I really wanted the job. I was like, this would be the better gift to myself if I get this job. But they just called me like 2 days ago with breakfast, and like, they're going with somebody else. They didn't pay me sure, but you know, life goes on. We move, like we always say. But really, I'm hopeful that we all experience wins and that kind of joy. You know, on the last episode, I talked about Nigerian government, I always talk about Nigerian government, but I talk about how some of these people feel or act like it is a privilege what they do for us, how they do what they think they want to do. No, I'll put it this way. They do what they think, what they assume we need, not what they think, what we actually need. And you know, I talked about human-centered leadership and how much we need that. If you haven't listened to the episode, I think you should give it a try. I think you should listen to it. It's called Rights or Privilege. It's a really nice one. But yeah, moving forward, today's episode is a lot. I don't even know how to put everything I want to say into 15 minutes, but I'll try my best. First of all, a couple of days ago was NYC 50th anniversary. You know, there's a lot of pictures, a lot of things. Some people felt it was unnecessary, people felt it was good. I mean, I have my personal opinions, which I'll talk about in the next episode. But what I want to say is, if you're listening to this, whatever episode, whatever experience you had, or whatever opinion you have about NYC, do me a favor, send me a voice note. If you're listening on Anchor, you can reply me with a voice message. If you have my number, you can send me a WhatsApp message, or you can send me a message on WhatsApp. My Instagram handle is nefe_o. Send me a voice note of what your opinion is, and I promise you, it's going to be played on the next episode while I share my own opinions on what I think about NYC. Yeah, so please do that for me, don't forget. But moving forward onto today's episode, you know, I think I've said this here before. A couple of years ago, I noticed when I was using Blueband, I noticed that Blueband went from, if you use Blueband butter, it went from made in Nigeria to made for Nigeria. It was made in Nigeria to made in Ghana for Nigeria. This was like 8 years ago. So what that meant was Unilever moved the production of Blueband butter from Nigeria to Ghana. And what that meant was any Nigerian working in the factory that time most likely lost their jobs because of their reason for that was power, and the cost of production was high. It was cheaper for them to produce in Ghana. I mean, you can't blame them. They are business people. They're trying to utilize profit as much as possible. But what it meant for the Nigerian people is that jobs were lost. Job opportunities were lost because unless they're moving into Ghana, there's no factory here anymore, you know. And this is just like a lot of companies that have left Nigeria, some we hear of, some we do not hear of. And each passing year, unemployment is on the rise. Just last week or 2 weeks, Unilever came out again to say, look, because of the dollar issue, the naira crunch, power, they're moving 3 of their products out of Nigeria: Omo, Sunlight, and Lux. Now, when I read that, I was like, how does it get any better for Nigerians? Does it get better for Nigeria? You know, you might, like I always say, you might think bad government doesn't affect you. You might think you are safe because your tribe is in power. You might think you are safe because somebody of your religion is in power. But the thing is, when Unilever is closing, shutting down Omo operation, they're not shutting it down for only Igbos. They're not shutting it down for only Westerners or Southerners or Northerners. They're shutting it down for all, the whole Nigeria. Check it out, believe it or not, more than 1,000 people are going to lose their livelihood from the people that work in the factory, people that sell these things. You know, well, maybe selling might not be so bad because they still get to bring them into Nigeria, but it won't be as easy as when it was produced here. So it means that people's livelihoods are being affected because we have a government who keeps on bringing out policies that are not favorable to investors in Nigeria. Investors are continually pulling out of our country, leaving Nigerians jobless. And you wonder why. You wonder why a lot of Nigerians want to relocate. You wonder why the cost, the standard of living is dropping every day. But it's because of dumb policies. It's because of insecurities, because of power. It's because of all of these things that have come about by continuous bad leadership. And that's what I was saying in the last election, that we do not see the danger of putting tribe over competence until it begins to affect us. There is no tribe in Nigeria that will not be affected when Omo, Lux, and Sunlight stop being produced here, because at least there's one tribe working in these factories. There is somebody from almost every tribe working in these factories. What are they going to shut down next? You know, and we need, and that's why I keep talking about the kind of government. And what even broke my heart the most is, you know, a few days ago, Dangote launched his refinery. You know, it's a refinery that except me, but a lot of people in the country have been waiting for it. You know, it's been, it's going to be the biggest refinery in the world. You know, there's been a lot of talk about how great this refinery is, and which is great that it's a private individual is doing this, because I mean, believe it or not, Dangote is, apart from the federal government, I think it's the largest employer of labor in Nigeria. Yes, it's the highest employer of labor. You know, I've personally worked at Dangote Salt Factory before. So from the salt factory to cement, you know. So it's a good thing because a lot of Nigerians will be employed. But the thing that hurts me now is the president was there to commission this refinery. Now, this is the president that promised us in 2015 that, look, we are going to fix one refinery each year in my first 4 years. And by the end of my first 4 years, we would have working refineries. But here we are 8 years down the line, none of the refineries are working. And this man is going to open his teeth and commission another refinery by a private individual. If a Dangote can build a refinery, what is stopping the federal government from revamping the refineries that already exist? Apart from the fact that they are all part of the whole Dangote thing. I mean, they all have their money as investors. You know, this is the food of the common man, the food of the masses, the commonwealth is being taken. Nigerians are being starved for their selfish ambition, and then they fund it through one person. I mean, I have nothing against Dangote because he's a billionaire in his own right, and he's a businessman. And like every businessman, they look for opportunities and they use the opportunities well. If Dangote was not there, these are our useless politicians. We look for always somebody else to use. So the problem is not even him. The problem is the system that keeps impoverishing the masses just for a few people to gain. You know, I was reading how federal government kept supplying Dangote with FX to be able to pay his loans to the World Bank. Now, this is the same FX that Nigerian students were begging for to pay fees. This is the same FX that Nigerian travelers cannot gain access to in form of PTA. This is the same FX that was nowhere to be found and made there to be a hike in the prices. This is the same foreign currency that Nigerians couldn't see, but the federal the CBN was constantly pumping it to favor just one person. You know, there's been Naira crunch. Naira has been unavailable. Unilever now is leaving because of unavailability of Naira, because of unavailability of foreign currency. But yet we see how the CBN has been bankrolling one person. You know, like I said, I have no beef against. I mean, who am I to beef him? He's a billionaire. Hopefully, I don't know if I'll be as rich as him. So there's no beef between me and him. My beef is with the government. It's how we are constantly being taken for fools. The wealth of the masses are constantly being, you know, siphoned and managed by a few, mismanaged by a few people just for their selfish gain. And I mean, some Nigerians were angry, and when I went on Twitter, they were like, oh, the US, BBC, CNN will not carry the news of the refinery. And in my mind, I'm like, US alone has over 130 refineries. Only Texas has over 30 refineries. You want them to be happy because you have built one single seed of refinery. You know, I'm like, it's not news to the rest of the world. The world is moving from oil, the world is moving from gas. The world is already building cars that run on power, and the world should be angry that you are destroying the earth with your refinery. Please. And that's why a lot of Nigerians are trying to leave. They are trying to move on, look for a better life outside. It's like I've said it before, it's almost like it's a Nigerian dream to jackpot, to have a British passport or to have a Canadian or an American passport. You know, and it's annoying because the rest of the world is seeing these things, and that's why they make fun of us. Today, the UK is bringing out one stupid policy, or Canada is doing something. There's always one rubbish to make Nigerians look like homeless people. You know, just yesterday night, the story broke out of one guy. I'm not going to call his name because now that one made me the vex pass this morning. You know, one YouTuber. I mean, with Nigerians that travel to UK, what is it with YouTube? Why do we always need to prove that we know the most? You know, and then the guy went on BBC and said a lot of trash. You know, and the truth is, Nigerians in the last, in 2021-2022 session, Nigerians spent over £2 billion on tuition and rent. Let's not talk about visa fee, let's not talk about taxes they pay. Only tuition and rent, Nigerians alone contributed £2 billion. Nigerians are the highest migrant doctors in the NHS outside of EU. Nigerians are constantly doing good things in the UK. But when they want to pass useless rules, they look for the small rubbish, and then they look for one of us to back it up, and then they pass their laws. And all of this, why? Because we do not have good government. Tell me, if we have good government, what are Nigerians looking for in the UK? If we have a government that provides power, provides all of these basic things, what are Nigerians looking for in the UK? All Nigerians are asking for is give us power, give us security. But I don't even want to worry about UK, because I mean, UK is UK. They can make their laws. They can. It's their country, you know, they can allow who they want to allow in, and it's totally up to them. It's really none of our business, you know. But what's my own concern is my country. You know, I'm not even angry at the YouTuber, to be very honest. I'm not even angry, because a couple of years ago, the number one ambassador, which is our president, went to America at a trade conference and said majority of his the largest demographic of his population are lazy. If our number one ambassador can go and call us lazy before the world, then who is a YouTuber? You know, I was speaking to my mom the other time. She was telling me how in her shop, she spends at least 1,000 naira per day on fuel because there's no power in her shop. There's no constant power. So what that means is, in a month, if she doesn't spend on fuel at all, she spends 28,000 naira. That's minus house rent. That's minus shop rent. That's minus our staffs. All of this is how expensive it is to do business in Nigeria. This, and mind you, this conversation was before the whole subsidy and Naira crunch. This was like maybe in September, August, September last year. So I don't even know how much it spends now, you know. So the cost of doing business alone in Nigeria is crazy. You can't get a job because companies are leaving. Okay, now, I mean, it's just crazy, man. And I don't like to be the one that keeps nagging. I don't want to always come and nag, because I mean, elections have come and gone. We're stuck with whatever this government has to offer. And the truth is, Nigerians need to understand that we need to learn to hold our leaders accountable. We need to understand that tribe doesn't pay us in leadership. Religion doesn't pay us. What pays is a competent leader, because a good leader, everybody benefits. A bad leader, everybody's in shit. So Unilever is moving out three of their major productions, Lux, Omo, Sunlight, in a couple of weeks. Hopefully, Dangote Refinery employs plenty of us. Hopefully. But we need to understand that our leaders, all they owe us, is not a privilege. It's our right that they give us good leadership. For the guy who went on BBC to chuck trash and put a lot of jeopardize a lot of Nigerians' hopes, I wish you the best. I mean, I just really hope that the new leadership, I mean, I have very little faith for this next, for Bola Ahmed Tinubu's government. But I mean, for the sake of Nigeria, for the sake of a lot of people who do not have the resources to jackpa, for the sake of the future of our country, I really hope that he proves me wrong. I really hope that something good comes out of this government. That is, if he's sworn in 2019. If he's not sworn in, whoever comes in, we need a breath of fresh air as a country. We need power. We need companies coming, we need investors coming back. These other countries are already anticipating a lot of Nigerians leaving. Germany is already opening their borders. UK is trying to not do one kind so that a lot of Nigerians will not come in. You know, Anyways, before I talk too much, I'm already in my emotions, I'm in my feelings. Yeah, I'm gonna so don't forget to send in your takes on NYC. Should it be scrapped or should it be kept, and why? Send a voice note to me. You can reply if you are listening on Anchor. If you're not listening on Anchor, you can send a voice note. If you have my WhatsApp, if you don't have my WhatsApp, you can send a voice note on Instagram at @nefe_o. Yes, that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you. Like I said earlier, I wish you guys, I hope that before the next pod episode, we all have wins, we all feel that kind of joy that Osimhen, Israel Adesanya, Ildar Bassi have felt in the last couple of weeks. Yeah, thank you guys for listening once again. God bless you, and God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.